Rev Tim Podcast number 18, Tuesday, March 8th, 2005.
The Rev Tim Podcast, fresh from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev Tim Podcast.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow. Ah!
Wow.
Podcast.
Yeah. Incredible. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. You've reached the Rev Tim Podcast. It's Tuesday, March 8th, 2005. Now, this podcast is all about bringing hope to people just like you all around the world. I'm a pastor and a friend to many people, and I get to speak hope into their lives often. For nearly 20 years, I worked with teenagers, but now my sphere of influence is directed toward entire families. You can find the show notes at podcast.revtim.com, and that's podcast.revtim.com. All the scripture verses and music references are there, as well as a link to Podcast Alley, where you can vote for this podcast. You know, it's more important than ever for us podcasters that you go over to Podcast Alley and you check out the Rev Tim Podcast and then place a vote. And every vote really counts a lot because they're only counting them once per month. So they got a good check and balance thing, and it really shows the popularity of each podcast. So it's critical that you go there so that I can stay in the top 50. Now, you can email me at feedback@RevTim, and you can give show suggestions there, as well as ideas for upcoming podcasts, or just comments about this particular show, what you like or what you don't like about the Rev Tim Podcast. Whatever you want to do, just leave it at feedback@RevTim.com, or you can leave a voicemail for me at the comment line. It's recorded and then sent to me as an audio message. And give it a try. It's 815-301-8600. Not toll-free, but work out your cell minutes for that. Today I want to talk to you about kind of, it's what in spiritual terms, I guess, they call the law of sowing and reaping. The law of sowing and reaping. And really what it means is what you put into something is what you're going to get back out of it. I just spent a bunch of money having some landscapers come in and landscape my entire front and backyard of my house. I mean, they tore out all the weeds and everything, and they went all the way. We had a ton of blackberry bushes in the backyard, and they took all of those out, and you know, took all the roots and everything as they could find out of the blackberry bushes. They sprayed for weeds, and they cut the grass, and they cut back a beautiful lemon tree and an orange tree that I have. And they took care of and did all the land maintenance, and it's going to really help the. It has really helped the appearance of my yard now, and is going to really help the appearance of my yard all throughout this spring and summer. Also, you know, if you think about your car, if you let a car go and you don't do an oil change on it regularly, or don't do the maintenance on it, don't keep your tires filled with air, and you don't take care of your car, it isn't going to be long before it just starts running down, and you start having engine problems with it, or all kinds of things begin to go wrong with the car. Chuck Swindoll, in a book called Strengthening Your Grip, gave this example. It's kind of an illustration called Nobody Did It. Listen to this. This is a story about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to do, and everybody was asked to do it. Everybody was sure somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody would do it, but nobody realized that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. And I think it comes to relationships. I want to just talk about relationships in this way. Because as far as the law of sowing and reaping, in your relationships, you kind of have a responsibility with each other. You have to make a move toward them, and they'll make a move toward you. And when you do that, you have this interaction going on, then your relationships will be stronger in your life. And it's the same way when it comes to God. If you interact with God, if you try to find out what pleases Him and do those things, if you put something into it, you're going to get something out of it. The scripture I want to leave you with today is Galatians chapter 6, verses 2 through 7. And let me read it from the New Living Translation. Galatians 6, 2 through 7 says this: Share each other's burdens and troubles and problems, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think that you are too important to help someone in need, you are only fooling yourself. You are really a nobody. Be sure to do what you should, for then you will enjoy the personal satisfaction of having done your work well, and you won't need to compare yourself with anyone else. For we are each responsible for our own conduct. Those who are taught the Word of God should help their teachers by paying them. Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. You will always reap what you sow. And so that's kind of the thought and the theme of today, that you reap what you sow. And in your life, what are you sowing to? That's the big question. And so the question comes, you know, what are the things that you're planting seed in? What kind of yard work are you doing in your life? Are you doing things that will benefit you and your relationships and your own life? Or are you doing things that you're basically planting seeds of weeds that will grow up and overgrow your life and kind of get in the way of the beauty that's actually there? So that's kind of the theme today of sowing and reaping. When it comes to these kinds of things in your life, I want you to think about that, because it's probably a reflection upon what you're actually experiencing in your own life. If your relationships are falling apart, if your life seems to be falling apart, think about what you're sowing into your life. And also, if you're not pursuing God in your life, you're probably not hearing much from God as well. And so I want you to think about those things as we share a song with you today. And it's by a group called Solomon Standing, and I found it at music.download.com, and it's called Replace. Check it out.
For show notes, go to podcast.revtim.com. Here's the song of the day. Song of the day.
Attention, dear.
That's Solomon Standing, and the name of the song is called Replace. You can check out the location of that as well as the verses mentioned today. And that quote that I did from Charles Swindoll at the beginning are all found at podcast.revtim.com. That's the show notes place. I want you to remember that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. That plan is not to harm you, but it's to give you a hope and a future. Remember that all the things that you do in your life, it is like this sowing and reaping thing, where if you give to good things in your life, and you give good things to relationships in your life, and you find out what it is that God wants from you, I'm telling you that you will reap some great benefits. You'll feel better about yourself, you have direction in life, and you'll realize that God didn't want disaster for your life, but He gave you a great hope and future for your life. Well, you can check out the show notes at podcast.revtim.com or send us a feedback at feedback@revtim.com. So check out those things. We would love to hear from you. So until next time, this is the Rev Tim Podcast, and we appreciate you listening to the podcast. Vote for us on Podcast Alley, and we'll see you soon. Until next time, this is the Rev Tim Podcast. Your service to the King begins now.